I will say a few closing remarks. But I see in the chat room that we have nothing, no further comments from council members. So, Lee, thank you. Thank you very much again. So just in closing, as I mentioned before, and you know the procedure, we will, Jenny and I and the rest of staff will prepare a summary. We'll send it to you in probably a week to 10 days time for your comments. Based on comments we receive, we'll then send the summary, the written summary, our feedback to the trustees, to the IASB, and certainly disseminated throughout the rest of the team in London. And we covered, in the relatively short amount of time we had today, we covered an impressive amount of number of topics. Eric, he started, of course, with the big news from COP26. He talked about strategy nominations and funding of, we talked about the consolidation, the co-locations, the satellite approach to for the new board. For me, the really important part of this meeting, in addition to the sustainability and topic, the business as usual, the update we received from Andreas. So we'll make sure that's all reflected in the summary, but he covered quite a bit of ground. Council members asked a lot of questions, raised some points to which Andreas responded to. We talked importantly about the connectivity question. This is going to come up particularly in the context of our own work. And speaking of our own work, we will need to consider, and I mentioned this before, the composition of this group, the expertise of that we have within our membership, the operating modalities, how often we meet, the duration of those meetings, the nature of those meetings, in person versus the virtual meetings. So this is going to be a recurring topic, starting with our next meeting. I don't know if we've set the date of the next meeting. I have my calendar either Monday the 10th of January or the 11th. So that I need to work with Jenny and Lee and the rest of the staff to confirm those dates. But we're looking at early to the middle of January for the next meeting, and we'll try to sketch out as best we can. Just for planning purposes, what those what the dates for 2022 will be, if we can do it as early, do it as early as we can. Neely, provide this is so important. The feedback on our feedback. This is the reason, our raison d'être. Why do we exist? An existential question. Why do we exist? To provide support to the trustees, to the IASB, and now to the ISSB. This is really what we do. We provide feedback. We should know how that feedback is being received, what's being done with it, how it has affected the activities of the trustees and the work of the board. So I thought that was really an important update that Neely provided us. And then, of course, this discussion was very rich. As it has always been, and will continue to provide, I hope, this rich discussion, this rich feedback to Lee, to the staff, to the trustees, and to both boards. I think with that being said, I think we can call this, I can bring this public portion of the meeting to an end. Lee, is there anything further that from your side?
Nothing for me, thank you, Bill.
All right, then let's bring the public portion of this meeting to an end. Simon, could you please let me know when the recording has finished? I'd like to go into closed session. I don't really have much to say there, but I just want to give the opportunity to members to bring up any topics they would like to raise.